RSDC approves leaders for next 2 years, written by Holden Mann, and read by an automated voice. NERC's Reliability and Security Technical Committee will soon have new leadership, after members chose a chair and vice chair at the RSDC's quarterly meeting December 10. Current Vice Chair John Stevens from City Utilities of Springfield will move up to replace departing Chair Rich Heidzik of Avista after his term expires December 31, with Srinivas Capagangela of Areven Energy taking Stevens' role. An RSDC Chair and Vice Chair can only serve a single 2-year term, so Stevens will step down December 31, 2027, barring unforeseen circumstances. NERC Senior Counsel Candace Castaneda also observed that, since the RSDC's last meeting, industry stakeholders have chosen a new slate of members in an election that ended November 21. The newly elected members, some of whom are already on the RSDC, will serve 2-year terms beginning February 1, 2026, and ending January 31, 2028. Sector 1 Vinit Gupta, ITC Holdings. Sector 2 David Grubbs, City of Garland. Sector 3 Nathan Brown, Georgia System Operations. Sector 4, Wayne Guttermson, SASC, Power. Sector 5, John Lemire, North Carolina Electric Membership Corporation. Sector 6, Brett Cruz, Calpine. Sector 7, Jodira Green, ACES Power. Sector 9, T. David Wand, New Jersey Division of Rate Council.
Sector 10, Aaron Markham, New York High, S.O.
Sector 12, Cesar Panay, Minnesota Public Utilities Commission. Sector 8 had 2 open seats for terms expiring January 31, 2027, and January 31, 2028. Venona Grieve of Occidental and Mike Della Penna of Google were elected for this sector, and a sector election will now be held to determine who will serve out which term. Nominations are also underway through December 19 for the open at large RSDC members, 5 of whom will serve 2-year terms ending January 31, 2028, and 2 of whom will serve out the terms of departing members that expired January 31, 2027. The chosen representatives will join the 3 other at-large members whose terms end in 2027. NERC's Board of Trustees must approve the RSDC leadership changes and membership at its next meeting, scheduled for February 11, 2026, in Savannah, Georgia. White papers, guidelines, and reference documents. Following the leadership election, members approved the RSDC's 2026 to 2027 strategic plan. The document sets expectations and deliverables for the RSDC in the coming year while guiding coordination with other standing committees. Next, members approved a security guideline for addressing cybersecurity incidents affecting vendors of grid equipment. The RSDC Supply Chain Subcommittee developed the guideline in recognition of the risk that cyber attacks on vendors could pose to the security of the electric grid. While following the guideline is not mandatory, it does present key practices and information to maintain reliable operation. The SCS also presented another guideline for approval offering an industry standard guide for the development of procurement language to mitigate supply chain security risks that may be introduced by vendors. The document provides key considerations for procurement language and suggestions for supply chain risk mitigation requirements. Another guideline on the use of cloud computing for grid management came from the Security Working Group, which wrote that understanding security in these complex environments is a common challenge in industry. The document presents basic cloud concepts, including the principles of information protection, and is meant to supplement previous guidance on using encryption in cloud environments. RSDC members then approved a white paper from the System Planning Impacts from Distributed Energy Resources Working Group on the impact of Distributed Energy Resource Aggregators NDER management systems on the Working Group's DER modeling framework. The white paper's recommendations touch on collection and management of DER data. Finally, the committee approved updates to a technical reference document on dynamic load modeling, intended to reflect the current state of the art. The new document includes updates to industrial load parameters, recommendations for use of the complex load model, and changes to the load modeling data tool.